British tabloids have often come under scrutiny and have been criticised for their gossipy style, intrusive investigations, and populist partisan reporting. One of the more disgraceful moments in the history of tabloids was the News of the World phone hacking scandal, which involved journalists who worked for the now defunct tabloid tapping into phone calls. Victims included celebrities Angelina Jolie and Jude Law, plus royals Princess Diana and Prince William. To find out more about the infamous tabloid trade, Speak Up spoke with Siobhan O'Neill, a freelance journalist with more than 15 years' experience writing reports and online content. She began by explaining why this type of journalism is still so popular in Britain.
British tabloids are quite unique in the world. I don't think many other countries have tabloid papers in quite the same way that we do in the UK. And although they have had some problems in the past with their reputation in the way they report certain stories, and particularly around their reporting of celebrities, they have mostly maintained quite strong sales and good popularity with people. If that's not actually in a paper one that you buy from the shop, they still have very high numbers of visitors online on their website. The Daily Mail is one of the most widely read websites in the world. And I think partly it's their mix of celebrity reporting, people in particular in Britain, but also in America, they love celebrity gossip.
Tabloids are not just entertaining, they are also powerful political tools, says O'Neill.
Although they have had a bad reputation in the past, they have also had a good reputation for campaigning. They often will pick up on an issue that has a lot of resonance with British people, and they will fight for a particular cause, and often they have brought around changes in the law. So they tap into the zeitgeist, the popular opinion, and they made it their own.
As such, she says, they can also be responsible for positive reform.
In terms of good things that tabloids have done, I would talk about the law changes and the campaigning that they've done. They've brought in new legislation that helps people. Quite recently, they brought in called Natasha's Law in the UK, which is shops having to display allergen information on food items after a very sad story of a young woman who died after eating a sandwich that wasn't properly labelled with something that she was allergic to. So that was something that tabloid papers picked up and sort of really popularised the idea that all retailers should publish allergy information. They've often campaigned on miscarriages of justice where people have been wrongly imprisoned for crimes they didn't commit. So they are a really strong, powerful voice.
However, the hunger for gossip can lead tabloid reporters to cross ethical and legal lines.
Of course, for the bad side, there's a very famous case which actually ended up closing some tabloid newspapers because they were tapping into people's phones and taking their voicemail messages without their knowledge. And celebrities like Hugh Grant got very angry about this and took them to court. But also, from a more serious side, there was a very famous case about a young schoolgirl that was murdered called Millie Dowler. Her phone was missing, and it came to light afterwards that British tabloid newspapers had tapped into voicemail messages that people had sent her when they were trying to find her. And obviously that was not a good look for those papers.
And the relationship between the tabloids and the royal family is particularly interesting, says O'Neill.
The tabloid relationship with the royal family until fairly recently was sort of decreasing. There was a huge amount of interest in the fact that Meghan was joining the royal family. Probably their wedding was more popular than William and Kate's had been before them. And then, of course, their decision to leave and go overseas has been hugely picked over in the tabloid papers. Everyone has got an opinion on it. Everyone's got an idea about why they've chosen to do this and what it means about that.
The tabloid press famously hounded Princess Diana up until her death in 1997. It marked a turning point in the media's relationship with the royals, says O'Neill.
There have been a lot of claims in the past that the tabloid papers haven't been very kind to the royal family. Obviously, there was a lot of speculation about their role in what happened to Princess Diana and this huge amount of publicity and focus that was placed on her, and whether that huge amount of pressure sort of played a part in the collapse of her marriage and everything that happened to her.
It led to royals and celebrities blaming the media for mental stress, as O'Neill explains.
That certainly is what Harry and Meghan have said. The amount of pressure and visibility and focus on them wasn't good for their mental health. But of course, the royal family does have really strict rules about how they engage with the media. So, yeah, there are restrictions on the way that they report. But if people weren't interested in the stories, then they wouldn't print them. As long as there's an audience, then the papers are going to keep printing the stories.
So what does the future hold for Britain's popular press?
As far as I know, most of the tabloids are not losing money. They don't get most of their money from readers. They get money from advertisers. I mean, no one's making money from people buying papers at the corner shop anymore. It's, you know, it's all from advertising and clicks on the page. They are hugely influential as well, obviously, of the way people vote and what people believe. So they are quite powerful.